Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. My name is Michael Van Tool. Thank you for waking up with us this Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And we've got a program for you today. I just want to, you know, this is the first time that we are making some adjustments since our regular studio is not available during this crisis. So we have a backup studio. So I'm hoping that you can all hear clearly. I think my Sunday morning team is here. Henrietta, Ivy, Latoya, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning. Good morning, Detroit.
Good morning. So Latoya, we're winging it this morning. So let me know how we're doing and how we sound. Thanks for jumping in on the program this morning. And then let me do a check with my political analyst, Henrietta Ivy. Good morning, Henrietta. Are you there? I don't think I can hear Henrietta on the line this morning, but we'll keep going. And now this morning we also have Missionary Hattie Humphrey is going to be jumping on the line too to talk about you know, how we can get through this spiritually, through this coronavirus crisis. And she's also going to be talking about her good friend, the late O'Neill Swanson. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is here with us this morning with what the state of Michigan is doing to combat this pandemic here in Michigan. So we're going to be talking with him shortly, and he is on the line. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Good morning. Happy to be here with you.
Great, great. We're so glad that you are here also, and there's some valuable information we'll be talking about in just a few minutes. I'm not a preacher. I'm a poet, but I do want to say this. This coronavirus reminds me of a biblical plague, and we may be all to blame. Me too. Isn't it strange that on January 1st, we were concerned about the left versus the right, liberals versus conservative, rich versus poor, the stock market, the hate and divisions exploited in the United States. We were watching the housewives of New York and Chicago and L.A. and porn and profanity, hip-hop lives of St. Louis and Oakland. We were living life large, fancy cars, fancy clothes, and partying. Now we are concerned about life and death. Our life and death. what just happened? Is this plague our fault? Mankind, America, us? Maybe God is angry right now because everything came crashing down. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. So now that you're inside, take this time and go and pray. Talk to God. Read your Bible. Ask him to show you what you are doing wrong. How can we be better? How can we be a better country? How can you live your life better? And what must you do to be saved? Saved from sin and saved from this virus. Ask him to protect you and let this plague pass over you. Stay inside. Stay away and stay safe. Again, thank you for tuning in with us this morning. And this program is brought to you by the law offices of Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. You know why they call him that? Because he'll fight for you. He's a personal injury specialist, and you can reach him at 248-567-9990. Chapel Hill Funeral Home, where your family is our family. Relani's of Southfield, 10 miles just west of Lasser, sophisticated fashion for women. TCBC, the Tyman Conference and Banquet Center on the Detroit-Dearborn border. And of course, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, consultants for your business. All right, let's just get right to it. I am so glad that this ministry, the Most High, is doing this food giveaway for seniors, women, children, adults, low income. And this giveaway is it's only going to be at the Flat Rock Telegraph Road KFC. And what they're going to do is on Tuesday, March 31st, from 1 to 4 p.m., the Most High has partnered with KFC and Flat Rock to give away meals, free meals, courtesy of the Most High. The address for KFC is 27127 Telegraph Road in Flat Rock. And our thanks to General Manager Laura and the great staff for making these meals available. And there's a code that you need in order to do it. There's a limit of 4 meals per car. So they're going to give them away until they run out, starting at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, March 31st. From 1 to 4 p.m. That code is YAH1, YAH1. So remember that. You need that code in order to pull up and get your free meals. So this event is for those in need, not those with greed. It's brought to you by Lock It Up Productions and sponsored by the Most High Ministry. So we're going to give that information out again before the time is up. But just remember, it's Tuesday from 1 to 4 p.m. on March 31st. So thanks to the Most High. TCBC, the Tyman Conference and Banquet Center, it's on Tyman. If you are, when this is over, let me tell you, you can have your events at TCBC. It's on the Detroit-Dearborn border. They've got banquet facilities, commercial kitchens, a recording studio, all the equipment that you need for a banquet. They even have a sanctuary in there. They have their so if you are planning something, just keep in mind the TCBC, Tyman Conference and Banquet Center. Did your laptop or desktop computer crash? Does your computer have a virus? Fix it for less. Call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. All right. When we come back, the Lieutenant Governor, Garland Gilchrist, is here, and we are going to be talking about the state's efforts to combat this coronavirus pandemic. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. called Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Closed Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
All right, we're back, and I just want to make sure that we're loud and clear. Political analyst Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta. Are you there? We're still having a problem. Let me see if we can get her on the line there. We're working it out. Because I know she's listening, and we're trying to get her in on here now, because she told me she can hear me. We're going to try one more thing to see if we can get her in on the line right now. Let's see.
Trying to link. Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. Okay, we got you. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm on live looking crazy. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Good morning,
great.
Henrietta.
Great. All right, we're all here. And thanks, guys. Just let me know what's going on since we're on Blog Talk Radio this morning, and we're going to send this out all over. Once we go live, we'll send it back out again. All right, our special guest, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, is on the line. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
Great, great. Thank you so much. It's a little bit later than we normally go, but I don't think there is any complaints with that. And we are, since our regular studios are on lockdown due to the virus, we're broadcasting from a remote location. So I've got my executive producer, Mike Vick.
And I just want to make sure that we're loud and clear, political analyst Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta. Are you there?
The Lieutenant Governor is here with me now. And Lieutenant Governor, first of all, thank you again for getting up early. And just give us an update. How are you doing? How's your family doing now during this
working out
crisis?
I know she's listening.
Well, I appreciate the question, and I think our family is trying to do what a lot of families in Michigan are, and to adjust to the reality of this situation that we are all in. Mike and I have been trying to make sure that our kids, our twin first graders, are able to be, safe and healthy at home, that they are able to get at least some kind of educational experience while the schools are not in session, because the governor and I made the choice to temporarily suspend school operations while we are trying to get ahead of this pandemic. And so we're trying to keep everybody happy and healthy and fed, and I know that's the top priority for a lot of people in Michigan. I want to thank also all the people who are, just stepping up in such big ways. We have so many people who are working to protect and sustain life, our first responders, our nurses, medical professionals, people who are working at those grocery stores and gas stations that are still open so people can get to work and get food. I want to appreciate all the members of organizations like the UAW who are volunteering all across our communities across the state to ensure that people can have what they need, helping to deliver food, helping to make sure people have their medicines. All these things are really important. Our community's really coming together, and I'm proud to be a Michigander. I'm proud to serve the entire state of Michigan during this time.
Lieutenant Governor, yesterday the president approved disaster declaration for the state of Michigan. What does that mean for us now? How different will things be?
Well, it means several things. So the most important one is it will unlock, or it should unlock, a lot more federal resources to come to the state to deal with the costs of responding to the disaster. That means things like helping to offset the cost of the state emergency operations, helping to fund things like the National Guard to help with food delivery and distribution and medical supply delivery and distribution. If we have to stand up temporary structures or buildings because we have a surge in the need for hospital beds and medical equipment, it will help to pay for that. It also should open more wide the pipeline for things like ventilators and personal protective equipment from the federal government. All these things should be possible. For individuals, it does things like one of the reckonings that we're going to be talking about, I think, for years after this is not just the public health or the economic crisis, but the mental health crisis that this will bring about. So many people are experiencing such anxiety because this is unprecedented. And one of the big things that this funds is counseling for people to be able to deal with and manage the anxiety and the stress that have been brought on by this crisis. So we didn't get everything that we asked for. No, we asked for a significant amount of direct individual assistance, particularly in the area of housing for people who need to be in stable housing during this time and beyond it. And so we're still working with the feds to try to get that support.
And Lieutenant Governor, I also noticed now that the governor has also requested that all water be reconnected back to residents across the state of Michigan. There was a tense back and forth with the president in the last couple of days, but it looks like now there's cooperation from the White House because we do need to take action right now. What is your message to Michiganders on getting through this crisis?
Well, this has always been about action for us. We got to work a month before we had a confirmed case of coronavirus or COVID-19 in the state of Michigan. So we've been taking action. The back and forth rhetoric with the White House, we're not concerned with words, we're concerned with action. So we're grateful that the White House and the federal government are now stepping up to make sure that the people of Michigan have what we need, that businesses in Michigan are going to have what we need, and we're going to continue to advocate very strongly to make sure we get what we need in Michigan. We're also going to use channels outside of the federal government to get things like personal protective equipment and testing kits and medical supplies here in the state. But I want to talk about the water piece specifically. We took some action specifically in the city of Detroit back on March 9th, again, before we had any cases in Michigan, to make sure that people in Detroit would have access to water. And now this statewide action is essentially compelling, making sure that municipalities are doing what they need to do to reconnect people to water service in the context of this emergency. And we even set up a fund for those municipalities to help pay for that, because one of the challenges has been that one of the reasons that some people are not able to get their water connected quickly is because they literally, their pipes are broken, or the pipes between their house and the street are broken or collapsed or non-existent. So we set up a fund so municipalities can cover that cost of building that infrastructure to get people reconnected. So we had to make sure that we had a comprehensive approach that worked for every community, because people are getting their water shut off in Detroit, were getting their water shut off before the crisis in Detroit and in Flint and other places. So we had to build a solution that worked for everybody.
I noticed the governor has also, the first thing she did was develop task force on state operations, health and human services, education, the economy and workforce. And sometimes you think you got everything covered. Some state residents are deciding to drive up north to distance themselves from the hot spot here in Southeast Michigan. What do you say about that?
I mean, you know, if people have homes, they have the right to go to their homes. I mean, we are certainly asking people to stay at home so they can stay safe, so that our communities can be safe and we can limit the spread of this virus. But we're not prohibiting people from going to a home that they own. You know, what I would say, though, is that if people are making the choice to leave home during this stay-at-home order, which is in place through the 13th of April, we're asking them to be smart about it and be mindful to maintain social distancing and ensuring that they're not making unnecessary trips. And so we just ask people to be smart during this time, but we can't stop someone from going to a home that they rightfully own.
Yes. You know, there are some basics that's still valid, I believe. Wash your hands often for at least 20 minutes with soap and water. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, mouth, and face. Avoid contact with people who are sick. Replace handshakes now. Stay 6 feet away. And, of course, use disinfectant like Lysol, Clorox, hand sanitizer. Are there some other points that you want to emphasize this morning?
Yeah, I mean, the big one is the way that this virus spreads most effectively, according to public health experts and epidemiologists, is through close human-to-human contact, particularly indoors. And so that's why, as I'm talking with you on a Sunday morning, I put this on social media, asking people to consider, you know, I'm a person who believes in the power of prayer, and we're asking everybody to pray from home during this time of crisis. So, you know, I pray. I'm doing so daily. I know others are as well. Ask people to pray from home rather than gathering, you know, in sanctuaries across the state, because that is a way for this virus to spread efficiently. And it also transmits very easily amongst all of us, but it is most deadly for those of us who are older, those of us who have compromised immune systems like diabetes or asthma or other chronic conditions. And so we're asking people to be mindful and to exercise your faith from home. So that's my big message for folks today and every Sunday or every Wednesday for Bible study or whatever it is for your church, you know, to exercise your faith from home. I've I've been in communication with pastors in the city and all across the state pretty regularly, and they have stepped up to be creative to find ways to serve their people during this time. And I'm asking everyone to be mindful of that, because I would hate for people, a lot of people, to show up at a church and then go home sick.
Yes. I know people are listening, and I think I must have said wash your hands for 20 minutes when it's supposed to be 20 seconds. So, but if you want to wash it for 20 minutes, that's up to you. But thanks to my listeners correcting me. So I know people are listening this morning. So 20 seconds, at least 20 seconds. Lieutenant Governor, again, thank you so much. God bless you. And I trust that your family continues to do well, you and your family, and the great work that you and the governor are doing even through this crisis. Thank you so much for getting up with us here on the Michael Van Tool Show.
Well, thank you, Michael, and I just want to leave folks with this. You know, I have seen in these last few weeks the best of the people of Michigan stepping up and working together, and I just want to ask everybody that as you are being mindful as an individual, make sure you're checking in on your people. You know, call your loved ones, make sure they're okay, make sure people have what they need, because that's how we're going to get through this, by standing all together.
Yes, and this it really has changed things, changed the dynamics, because now I can't even go see my mother at the assisted living center, and it's that simple now. That's all I want now, Lieutenant Governor. You know, a lot of other things, you know, it was important to me before this, and this just brought right down to reality. Now I just want to go visit my mom. That's it. That's it. That's all I want. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you again. God bless you. Thanks for calling in, and stay safe.
All right. Thank you. You do the same.
Great, great. All right. Thank you so much. Great conversation with the Lieutenant Governor with the official remarks and the status of the state's efforts to combat the virus. All right. Regina, the queen of car loans, is on the line. Good morning, Regina. How are you this morning?
I am good. Good morning. Good morning. How are you today, sir, this morning?
Great. Thanks for jumping in on the line. You know, we still have life to live, don't we? People are still getting their bills in the mail. A lot of people are still working from home, and things still have to get done. We still have to go places. What are you telling your customers, Regina, at this time?
So you know what? I'm glad you asked that question, because I want to leave people with two things this morning. I just want to let people know that the last day that we worked was Monday at the dealership where I work at Newcomb Auto Sales, located in Auburn Hills, and got a bunch of phone calls that day, because people were like getting upset because of the fact that the governor closed us down. And what I stated to my customers, and even now that they're calling my 855 number, is that, you know, we will be back to work when it's time, when everything stops. Cars will still be there, we'll be there, but I just want to let people know that, you know, we are accepting applications still, and we'll be ready when they come back, but let's really deal with what's going on with the world. But the two things I want to leave with people this morning is that the lenders, whether it's Ally, Capital One, Chase, Wells Fargo, any of your car companies or any of your mortgage companies or any of your credit card companies, call them, because there is a hardship program out there for you. So if anything, I believe right now that we should be not worrying so much about our bills if we are not a non-essential worker, because I'm a non-essential worker. Call your lender and talk to them about the hardship program, because there is programs out there, because – remember, I know everybody remembers the hurricane and all these bad disasters that happened over the years. Well, these lenders, they prepare for war in the time of peace, right? And we're in war right now. So call your lender and talk to them, because I know that I talked to my insurance company yesterday. I'm just going to give an example. And I'm in sales. Now, I do have some reserve. I do have 6 months reserve in the bank in case something happens. But I talked to my insurance company yesterday, and the insurance company said you know, the only option we have right now is that we take you out until May 13th as far as your insurance. Now, we can allow you to miss that April payment, but you're going to have double in May. So I took it up on it myself because I'm supposed to go back to work on the 13th, but if the governor says we're not going back to work, I have to go back when she says. So I took it up on it myself. I'm like, no, I'm not going to stop my payment coming out of my account electronically because I do not want a double payment due. So I made that decision. But talk to your mortgage company because your mortgage company, they have options. They can either put your 3 months or 2 months on the end of your mortgage. So talk to them. Don't just be at home worrying about your bills. You got Detroit Edison. You got consumers. They're not going to cut your lights off. For instance, I talked to a couple of my friends, a couple of my customers that had Metro PC. And Metro PC does not allow you to, unless you have an upgraded package, I'm told, they don't allow you to call Zoom numbers or call numbers that are outside your area if you have the basic plan. Well, what Zoom did was for the basic customers, I'm sorry, what Metro PC did for the basic customers, they upgraded them to have them to be able to allow to call those conference call numbers, those Zoom numbers, just to be able to have more activity with their phone. The second thing I want to leave people with is that is what we call the financial hack. Get your budget together. If you don't have a budget and you just pay your bills when you can pay them as far as the money that you have, make a budget. Make a new budget. Look at all your bills. Know what you have coming in. Know what you got going out. And now you really should hone in and know because we're not going all those places we used to. I looked at all my receipts, what I had spent all year up until now when it comes to going out to eat. And I realized that, I mean, I have spent 6 months worth of car payment. And my car payment is $349 a month. And when I say 6 months, now I may take someone out to breakfast, I may take someone to lunch, or, you know, I might go on that business dinner. But let me just say this is that I can write off on my business, but I'm still looking at the money that I'm spending. So I just want to say, Michael, just contact your lender. Talking about the hardship program, look at your budget and just be very mindful on that. And then lastly,
let me say, if a client, maybe they want to just talk to you now, they have time, they're at home, can they call you to discuss their plans and what they want to do?
Of course they can. I do have my number is 855-783-3628. Again, my number is
855-783.
Okay. My number is 1-855-783-3628. Again, that's 855-783-3628. Now, that number goes to my desk. It's a Grasshopper number, but I'm not at work, but what happens is eventually it'll forward to my cell. Or I'll see the number on my Grasshopper that's on my download on my app on my phone. So I will return calls. You can text that number, the 855 number, and I will respond. Or if you're getting ready, you say, you know what, I still want to buy a car because the thing is, though, you're still going to have to be able to buy cars. And let me say this, Michael. Lenders are giving you now, if you just bought a car, they're giving you that 30, that 60 days to make your payment. So don't worry about that. But if you want to put an application in and you say, you know what, I want to buy a car from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, when I go back to work, you can go to my website. And I'm going to give you the dealership website and not my Queen of Car Loans website. But the dealership website is – no, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm going to give you my Queen of Car Loans website. That's
okay.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans .com. Again, that's Regina, R-E-G-I-N-A, the, T-H-E, Queen, Q-U-E-N, of, O-F, loans, LOANS.com. And put the application in 24 hours a day.
Great. Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, thank you so much for getting up with us this morning. We pushed it back a little bit to make it easier for everybody. And thanks so much for being a part of the Sunday morning sponsor team. God bless you, and thank you, and we will be calling you.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Have a good morning. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. You're listening to the Michael Van Tool Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. I told you that we have Missionary Hattie Humphrey on the line. Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. How are you? And we're still trying to work on our connections here. Missionary Humphrey, are you there? Okay. We're still working some of those things out. Let me just tell you this.
Again, text that number, the 855 number, and I will respond. Or if you're getting ready, you say, you know what, I still want to buy a car.
We have a little bit of a delay this morning.
You're going to have to be able to buy a car. And let me say this, Michael. Lenders are giving you jobs. You just bought a car.
We have the food giveaway that we were talking about.
So don't worry about that. But if you didn't want to put an application in,
and that location is in Flat Rock, 27127 Telegraph Road in Flat Rock, Tuesday, March 31st from 1 to 4 p.m.
And
the code word is YAH1, Y-A-H-1, in order to get the free meals from the Most High Ministry. This is for the needy, for seniors, women and children, and all low-income adults. So keep that in mind. It's a great job that the Most High Ministry is doing there on March 31st. We're going to take a break. We're going to Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Are you on the line?
Hello, can anybody hear me?
Yes, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I didn't know if you guys could hear me. Good morning.
Good morning,
yes,
Kim.
You are live on the radio right now. Kimberly is our lifestyle editor. Thanks so much for getting in. You know, Kimberly, we're trying to work out some of the, you know, little kinks in the program here. This is our first attempt since our regular studios were not available. But I'm hoping that we're live here. But when the show, when we finish the live show, we are going to make it available for everybody to listen. I just wanted to just hear your thoughts this morning.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Henrietta LaToya. I hope everyone is staying safe. As always, I always have a scripture that I will leave for you. And one, Michael, when you were talking about quarantine and leprosy, how we've had pandemics before, in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 38, then the priest shall come out of the house to the doorway and quarantine the house for 7 days. This is not new. This is something that has been done before and may happen again. We just have to remain faithful. We have to remain hopeful in God. Psalms 91 and 2 says, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. We are all at home, many of us. It is 2 weeks. We are going stir crazy, but we are staying at home because it is the right thing to do and it keeps others safe. Michael, you said you can't visit your mom. I can't visit my aunt in a nursing home. And I had a scare because the nursing home called me to say that her nursing home may have been exposed. Praise God, it turned out to be a false alarm. But it is a real threat for our seniors, for our most vulnerable, our youngest members of our families. I just encourage everyone to stay at home. Do what you need to do. There's a lot of fun things that are happening. I don't know if you guys have participated in any of the D-Nice 12, 14, 18-hour DJ quarantine parties. Those have been fun. People are conducting meetings through Zoom. People are working out online. People are talking to each other more. People are checking on each other, talking to God and studying the Word. We just have to continue to do that, continue to take care of ourselves, rest, take our vitamins, make sure you increase your vitamin C, and eat healthy. But I also want to give a shout-out to our nurses, our doctors, the people that work in our grocery stores. I read a story on Facebook earlier this week that was talking about a mother was saying, well, you know, we're the people that people say if you don't go to school, this is what you're going to end up like. Well, right now, our grocery store clerks, the people that are in these stores and the pharmacies, these are our champions because these are the people that are helping to keep us going. So I just want to give a shout out to them and thank them for what they do and just thank everyone for continuing to stay at home and stay safe.
Great. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, thanks. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hear from co-host LaToya Sanders and political analyst Henrietta Ivey. We will be right back after this message. Let me just check. Is missionary Hattie Humphrey on the line? We're still having problems getting missionary Humphrey on the line. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have hopefully we'll get missionary Humphrey on the line, because I'd like to get her input on what's going on and to talk about her late friend, O'Neill Swanson. And but we're going to take a break. When we come back, news and church clothes weather after these messages.
Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 Mile just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Closed Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. And now, back to The Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything.
The news is brought to you by Kyle's and Kyle's.
Hi.
And Home and Pizza.
Life is to be remembered. Discover
a place where the common man can expect quality work.
Your loved one passes.
Water heaters, repair packs, replace water heaters, drywall, cabinets, plumbing and fixture repairs, called Kyle's and Kyle's. 313-412-7000. How about in the news, LaToya?
Don't wait.
What's in the news?
Hey, Michael. Good morning, Michael. I'm so excited I get a chance to speak now. I am so happy. Listen, you...
...funeralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Go ahead.
Michael, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, listen, I have a really good feel-good story this morning. A woman in Toronto is set to receive a life-saving kidney transplant from a kind stranger, and all thanks to the power of social media. A 42-year-old mother of one in Toronto is in renal kidney failure as a result of a decade-long battle with lupus. This young lady received the news that she is going to need a transplant, and there was a common stranger who stepped up to the plate. She has the same blood type, which is a rare O, and she is going to be receiving a kidney from a total stranger right in Toronto. Isn't that beautiful, Michael?
Yes, yes it is. Yes it is. And it's always a change from what's going on. Quickly, before we continue with the news and commentary, let me know how you are doing, you and your family, these days.
My family is doing well. I don't know if you guys are aware or not. I know Michael knows and the whole radio team, but my dad was involved in a murder-suicide earlier this month. So my family, we have been struggling to deal with that. But at the end of the day, we know that God is the best of all healers, and he's going to heal our hearts and just help us get through the situation. So, Michael, I want to thank you. I want to thank Henrietta. I want to thank Kimberly for helping me to get through this. It's been very difficult. And then on top of that, we're dealing with the corona crisis. So it's been very trying, but I'm keeping my head up, and I'm going forward. So thank you so much.
Great. And what we're finding and learning some things out this morning, too. So we also know, LaToya, that we tried to have more than we tried to put us all on at the same time, and it creates a lot of feedback. So I have to go to one person at a time. I was trying to include everybody so we can be all on at the same time, and that just wasn't working. But you're on with me now. In the news, severe weather struck parts of southern U.S. last night and yesterday. Jonesboro, Arkansas was hit pretty bad with tornadoes, flattening buildings and overturning vehicles. There was no immediate reports of casualties. Today's show host Hoda Kotb broke down on the air Friday morning after interviewing New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Co-host Savannah Guthrie tried to help by supporting her partner with words of encouragement after Drew Brees donated $5 million to help the state of Louisiana handle the coronavirus. The NRA has sued California Governor Gavin Newsom and other state officials after gun stores were deemed non-essential businesses and ordered to close during a statewide stay-at-home order to curb the coronavirus infections. Gun sales have shot through the roof since January 20th, as many Americans have increasingly become full of fear during the crisis. And I do have some good news, and I've been talking about it all morning, LaToya. It's that KFC giveaway, right? And I don't know if LaToya's still on the line. Oh, yes. So tell us about the KFC giveaway.
Okay, Michael, listen, there's a group called Locked It Up Productions. These people are sponsoring a food giveaway. It's going to be at the KFC at 27127 Telegraph. I'll repeat that, 27127 Telegraph. And it's located right in Flat Rock, Michigan. And it's going to be taking place on Tuesday, March 31st. From 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m., and they're giving away 200 free KFC fill-up boxes. Now, in order to receive this, you have to be there between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and it's going to be a spectacular event. We're very excited about it. And, again, the address is 27127 Telegraph, and this is for all seniors, women, children, and all low-income individuals. Please stop by. And, Michael, there is a code. In order to receive this free meal, there's a code. It's YAH and then the number 1. Again, that's YAH, the number 1.
Great. Thanks, Latoya. We're going to try to see if we can catch Missionary Hattie Humphrey right now and see if she's on the line.
Okay, Michael, thank you.
Okay, thanks. We're going to try to catch Missionary. Missionary Humphrey, are you there? We'll try again. Okay. All right, Henrietta. We're going to try to get Henrietta. Henrietta, are you there?
I am here, Michael. Hi. Good morning. Good morning.
Great. I hope you know we're thank God that Mike Victor is here helping me in the studio. If it wasn't for Mike sitting here, so it's two mics, Mike and Mike, and both our last names start with a V, so it's hard to, you know, we don't even know what to call each other because it's both Mike V. So, Henrietta, how are you and your family doing through this crisis?
Good morning, Michael. You know what? This crisis has brought some, unwanted distance between my family and I. We're doing fine health-wise, but we are missing each other greatly. My grandbabies called me the other day and wanted to come over, and I had to explain to them that we had to keep our distance, you know, in the most loving, subtle way where they would understand it. So for me, that's hard because I miss my family. I miss being around my family. I miss being around my friends. I miss being able to move about like I normally do because of the COVID-19 and because of these protocols that are put in place for us to be safe. So right now everyone is healthy. My daughter, who's also a Detroit police officer, is at home quarantining with her family. As we all know, there were many, many officers who have contracted the COVID-19 virus, including Chief Craig. So everyone is doing okay on her end. I'm just praying for all the Detroit police officers and all the frontliners out here who are out here, you know, in front of this virus, putting their life on the line every day to protect us.
Yes. Any other bits of information you want to share before we go to church closed weather?
Yes, the TCL Center has plans to use that center for a emergency hospital. Detroit News reported yesterday that the Detroit Auto Show is scheduled for June, has been canceled, and was told that it will be used for a federal emergency management house to overflow patients from hospitals that are becoming overwhelmed because of the coronavirus. I think that is an awesome idea. Thank you, TCL Center, for stepping up and allowing that to happen. FEMA is going to be in charge of that. And so now some of our front lines, like our nurses and our CNAs and patient care techs, will be getting some relief because now some of those overflow patients will be now going down to the TCF Center to help with this overflow of patients in the emergency rooms. Also, EBT users, if you are a family who have received your EBT food assistance, you will now be getting some additional assistance from the state of Michigan. So check your cards. You might have something on there to help with the situation going on for keeping your families fed and healthy. So check your cards this morning because they are putting the extra stimulus on the family's cards.
Great. All right. Thanks, Henrietta.
Oh, you're welcome, Michael.
Okay. We're going to go back to Latoya. Latoya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Michael. Of course I'm here.
Great. Thank you so much. It's like I'm trying to work it. Look, what's the church closed weather today?
Well, Michael, since most people won't be going to church today, I want to call it our quarantine forecast for today. Okay? Is that okay with you, Michael?
Good. Yeah, that works.
Okay, so today's high will reach 62 degrees. We will have scattered showers. We're currently at 52 degrees. Tomorrow is Monday. We'll be partly cloudy with a high of 44. On Tuesday, we'll be partly cloudy once again with another high of 44 degrees. And on Wednesday, we'll reach a high of 46 degrees, partly cloudy.
All right. Thanks, Latoya. I'm going to try one more time to get Missionary Humphrey on the line. But thanks, and thanks for updating us on what's the name of the weather again today?
Quarantine weather forecast.
All right. That's great. Thank you. All right. Okay. We're going to try one more time. Missionary Humphrey, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Oh, thank God. I mean, okay. Missionary, we've been trying hard to get you all morning here. Missionary, let me just say real quickly, that, with the 5 minutes that we have left, there are a lot of people who are depressed right now. They're sad. They're feeling hopeless. They're getting angry at each other. They can't sleep. They can't eat. Missionary, what do you say to people that are really wavering right now and in their faith?
What I would say to all of the audience is there is one cure for you, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You that don't know him, get a chance to know him. You don't have to send no money. You don't have to do nothing. You just have to believe in your heart. God put this, he wanted to get everybody's attention three weeks ago. Nobody wasn't paying God no attention. Nobody wasn't paying family no attention. Now is the time that all of you get together. God has a way of bringing his people together. This has just happened. This has been set in order to happen. Things like this have happened down through the years. But we saying to all of us, let's get together. Some listen to Michael. Some family hadn't talked to their children, hadn't loved one another. Some husband hadn't loved. Now y'all got a chance to stay at home and love on one another. But we must have God in our view. Love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But you must believe. This didn't just happen. It's happening all over the world. Look how God got everybody's attention at once. 3 weeks or four weeks ago, this wasn't happening. But everybody is on the standstill. But those that believe in the Lord don't have to fear. We love you today. It's a chance to bring each one together, each family together, to love one another, to think about one another. God's going to take care of all of us. He's not going to leave you out there alone. It's a reason for this case, but we must believe. And also a chance for mother and father, daughters and children to get together to love on one another. Honey, some of the husbands ain't loved on their wife, and I don't know when. They ain't love your kids and nothing else. But this is a day that so they get a chance to sit down and eat with the family. You know what I'm saying? Come on, somebody.
We got a couple of minutes left. Can you say something about O'Neill Swanson? I know you were good friends with him for many, many years, one of your best friends. If you can share just a few, words with us about that, about him.
We want to say to you about O'Neill Swanson wasn't my friend. On Friday, March the 13th, we was at the St. Regis where we taken the last, I didn't know it was the last picture, but he's about the only funeral home that I know have went out the way to help all people. Swanson started the funeral home in 1953, along with Pat Lewis and Wimbledon and all of those. He loved people. He cared for people. So today, our heart goes out for that family. His family was all of our family, and we're going to miss a man that gave not only with the funeral, but he went out and gave to everybody, these Christmas parties and dinners and things. We're going to miss him. And also, Michael, we want to say to Dr. Hall family, a friend of mine, went home to be with the Lord.
Yes, Dr. Betty Hall, yes. I'm glad you mentioned her.
Yeah, but these two people didn't go on what's going out. It was just time for the good people to go to heaven.
Yes.
Well, so we're blessing the family of all. And Swanson knows we're going to miss that man. We're going to miss him. And we bless the family today. We bless not only his family, across the country, across Michigan, my family. Trust in the Lord. And this is a chance for you all to love on one another from the heart.
Yes. Missionary, thank you. It was so appropriate for you to share those words with us at the end of the program, because now people can remember what you said and take it to heart during these challenging times. And I'm so glad that we still got a chance to talk to Detroit on Sunday morning. God bless you. It's always
good. Let me say this, Michael, for your help. I'd like to give them a scripture. Read, City of Detroit. Get yourself a scripture and read the 37th chapter of Psalms. It'll work for you. It's just like going to the doctor to get some medicine. If you just read that Bible. And I love you so much. God bless everybody, God bless Michael.
We love you, missionary. God bless you. It went off. We didn't get enough time to do the exit. Oh my God. Oh, I learned a lot. Whew. Oh, man.